开头，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let's begin to read some verses.
我们打开《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
等一下啊，《使徒行传》第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
今天呢，我们要读的这一段关于摩西的经文。
We're going to read the part regarding Moses.
因为它很长。
It's really long.
所以呢，我就从中间呢挑选一些重要的经文稍微读一下。
I'm going to be selective just on the important passages.
我们先看这个《使徒行传》第七章十七节到二十三节。
Start from 17 to 23.
及至神应许亚伯拉罕的日期将到，以色列民在埃及兴盛众多。直到有不晓得约瑟的新王兴起，还有诡计待我们的宗族，苦害我们的祖宗，叫他们丢弃婴孩，使婴孩不能存活。那时摩西生下来俊美非凡，在他父亲家里抚养了三个月，他被丢弃的时候，法老的女儿拾了去，养为自己的儿子。摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。他将到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。好，我们先再看第三十节。过了四十年，在西乃山的旷野，有一位天使从荆棘火焰中向摩西显现。然后我们再看三十五节和三十六节。这摩西就是百姓弃绝说，谁立你做我们的首领和审判官的，神却借那在荆棘中显现之使者的手，差派他做首领，做救赎的。这人领百姓出来，在埃及，在红海，在旷野，四十年间行了奇事神迹。太好，我们最后看四十四节。
Lastly, we read 44.
我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕。是神吩咐摩西叫他照所看见的样式做的。我们再回头看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
神说，我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。我们中文圣经呢，在这里的翻译呢，我觉得有一点不是太好啊。
In the Chinese translation, this part wasn't translated that correct, that precise.
在英文圣经里面和原文里面，它你会看见是有点不一样。
English translation and original language a little bit different.
这节圣经应该这样说，我必与你同在，这就是我打发你去的证据。
And the English translation is saying that I will be with you, and this is the evidence that I go with you.
弟兄姊妹，牢记这句话。
Remember this translation.
这句话在侍奉上面来讲是非常重要的一件事情。
This is so important regarding ministry.
所以说，我必与你同在。
I'll be with you.
这就是我打发你去的证据。
And this is the evidence that I have sent you.
然后我们再看一下希伯来书。
Let's turn to Book of Hebrew.
希伯来书第三章。
Chapter 3.
第二节
，verse two，
他为那设立他的敬宗，如同摩西在神的全家敬宗一样。 好，我们最后呢，我们看一下启示录。
Lastly, let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第一章
，Chapter One，
第五节和第六节
，Verse Five and Six。
啊，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。我想弟兄姊妹们现在应该都能够记得很清楚啊。
I hope brother sister now we can remember.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
是斯提凡回顾以色列人的历史。
It is Stephen recall the history of the Israelites.
他用这段的历史。
Through that history.
解释了神恢复的工作。
Explain the work of God's recovery.
解释了其中四个重要的因素。
Four aspects.
这是我们弟兄姊妹必须牢记的。
There are four aspects we have to remember.
今天神还在地上做恢复的工作。
God is still working on earth.
但是神恢复的工作是有内容的。
But the work of the recovery of God is
是有程序的。
It has its order.
这四个点弟兄姊妹记得吗？
Do you remember these four aspects?
第一个是什么？
What's the first one?
信心。第二个呢？
Second.
同在。第三个呢？侍奉。第四个？居所。
The house of God.
啊，所以在这一段的历史里面。
Through this history.
那么，神让斯提凡看见了。
God revealed it to Stephen.
原来这一段的历史。是说到神恢复工作中间的四个重要的原则。
Now this history explains these four aspects of the God.
所以当初他讲这段话的时候
，When he was speaking at that part，
对保罗来讲是很大的震撼。
Now Paul was shocked when he heard what Stephen was preaching.
哎呀，他觉得斯提凡在讲这段历史的时候。
Paul never thought same as Stephen thought.
是那么熟悉的历史。
It's such a familiar history.
但是有不同的意义在里面。
But it means a lot.
所以他牢记着这段斯提凡所讲的话。
So Paul memorized what Stephen preached.
所以圣经就把它记下来。
So it was recorded.
弟兄姊妹，这个对于我们中间今天也是个重要的提醒。
Now, to us, this is very, it's a great reminder to us.
我们素来所熟悉的这些的圣经。和这些神的工作原则
we're so familiar with the words and the principle work of God, the words of God.
也许今天晚上我不需要讲，你们讲哦，今天晚上孙弟兄要讲这个侍奉，那就讲摩西了，对吧？
We always thought that tonight Brother Sun gonna explain Moses about his ministry.
也许你感觉这个故事我老早就知道了。
You would say, "Oh, I know that story."
我都知道他的侍奉。
Very familiar. I know the meaning of
ministry. 弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
对当时犹太人来讲也是这样。
Well, likewise, like the
他们感觉这段历史有什么稀奇呢？对不对
？What's so special about that part of the history?
但是斯提凡看见的不是那个事情的表面。
But what Stephen saw was not just the shallow thing.
他看见这些事情背后的属灵的意义。
He saw the deeper spiritual meanings behind it.
今天如果主开我们的眼睛
If our Lord open our eyes,
我们能看见我们素来所听的很熟悉的道背后的那个属灵的意义
Then we can see the true meaning of many sermons we're familiar with
弟兄姊妹你的感觉会不一样的
And you would know the true meaning
你看保罗在世的日子
You see during the lifetime of Paul
他深深地被神的旨意抓住
He was drawn by the will of God
他知道在他们列祖的时代
I know during the time of the
神已经借着这个历史说话
God was spoken through history.
所以他在地上的日子
so during his lifetime,
保罗是不顾性命的跟随主
and he followed the Lord without any second thought.
他绝不像我们今天这样
Just like, not like us.
这些道我们都听了不知道多少遍
We've heard so many sermons.
觉得好像很熟悉对不对
We're so familiar with it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们缺少里面的看见。
we do not understand the deep.
对，求主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
能像斯提凡一样。
Be like Stephen.
看见那背后的意义。
And see the deeper meaning.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brother and sister,
今天晚上当我们来到摩西的这一段，
Now we come to the passage of Moses.
我们要讲侍奉的时候，
We're speaking of ministry.
这是神在他恢复工作中第三个重要的因素。
That's the third aspect of the work of God's recovery.
那么神是用了摩西的一生来说明侍奉的意义。
And this part is spoken the whole life of Moses.
但是呢，
about the ministry.
我愿意在讲到他的故事之前，
Now, before we start speaking of Moses,
我们先把这个侍奉的意义再解释一下。
I want to explain a bit more about ministry.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你如果熟读圣经，
if you read the Bible,
你就知道侍奉这个意念在神的心中，
you know that this ministry in the God's heart
是从永远到永远的意念，
from eternal to eternal.
啊，侍奉不是暂时，不是在地上光做的事情。
It's not just temporary working on earth.
侍奉是神永远的意念。
Now ministry is in the mind of God for in eternity.
所以神在旧约时候得到以色列这个民族。
So in the Old Testament, God gained Israelites.
神很清楚地告诉他们，他们要成为祭司的国度。
Now, God told them clearly, you're going to be.A kingdom of priesthood.
这什么意思呢？就所有神所救赎出来的人都是侍奉的人。
That means anyone who was saved become.
每一个人都是祭司。
Everyone is a priest.
每一个人都是侍奉主的人。
Everyone is a minister.
弟兄姊妹，这是神很荣耀的心意。
That's the glorious thoughts of God.
所以呢，作为一个基督徒
，As a Christian,
我们知道我们本来是罪人。
We know we are sinners.
但是呢，后来我们蒙恩之后，我们成为一个蒙救赎的人。
Now, after our salvation,
但今天呢，很多基督徒只停留在这个阶段。
But many Christians just stay there.
啊，我们以为说哦，我们得救了。
We thought, oh, yes, we're saved already.
我们将来可以上天堂了。
We're gonna go to heaven later.
啊，所以呢，好像呢，到此为止了。
And you stop there.
不
，That's not right.
请弟兄姊妹记得
，Brother and sister, remember.
神救赎我们。
God save us.
不仅要叫我们成为一个蒙恩得救的人，
Not only to be saved person,
更要我们成为侍奉的人，
and more to become a minister.
如果你不能成为侍奉的人，
If you cannot be a minister,
弟兄姊妹们，你是没有办法来满足神的要求。
There's no way you can fulfill God's desire.
所以我们每个人都侍奉主的人。
So everybody is supposed to
serve. 但在教会历史上，我们看见人犯错误了。
But you see in the church history, man made mistakes.
因为我们知道犹太人堕落啊。
We know the Jews were.
所以后来侍奉变成了利未家人。
You see, later on, the ministry only falls.
变成特殊的了。
It's become a special.
教会历史上也是一样的。
Now, in the church history, it's like.
抬头时候，你看见每个人都是服侍的。
When you look up, it's supposed to be everyone is. 所以
到了第五个世纪呢，变成了天主教了。
You see, the fifth century is only the Catholic.
变成圣品阶级出来了。
The levels that has
啊，有的人是祭司，有的是平信徒。
Somebody become a priest, somebody become.
以后更正教起来了。
You see, when the religion raises.
还是这样。
Still the same.
教会中有牧师，然后有平信徒。
There are pastors and there are laymen.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
你看见在教会里面这个侍奉就变了样子。
You see the ministry in the church.
好像侍奉是属于少数人的。
It belongs only minors.
哎呀，变成了教会中了。有一个阶级的分出来。
You see the levels appears in the church.
啊，我们是神职人员。
We are the called by God.
你们那是平信徒。
You're just regular layman.
你知道我有件很有趣的事情啊。
There is an interesting thing.
从前我在温哥华认识一个姊妹。
And when I was in Vancouver, I know a sister.
她从前在香港中学读书的时候呢，有一个男同学。
When she was studying secondary school, there is a male classmate.
他们很熟的。
They're very close.
就平常见面都叫名字嘛。
They all call each other's name.
啊，结果呢，到了温哥华之后啊。
When they came to Vancouver.
有一天，她碰见她这个男同学，很高兴啊。
One day she met him.
她就过去叫他的名字。
She just went to him and called his name.
她没有想到那个男同学回过头来说啊。
She didn't thought that that boy just turned around and said.
他做了牧师了。
He's a pastor now.
他说你怎么可以叫我的名字
？They call telling her that why would you call my name?
叫牧师。
Call me pastor.
哇， 那个姊妹后来回来跟我讲，真的是好难过啊，好难过，过去这么熟悉的人，你看他现在做了牧师，他觉得他神职人员的，你平信徒啊。
No, he become a pastor now, I'm just a lay person.
弟兄姊妹，这是很大的错误。
That's a great mistake.
我们今天没有意思反对任何人。
I'm not opposing anybody.
我们也不是要去反对那些牧师。
I'm not opposing any pastor.
我常常跟别人讲，我有很多好朋友是牧师。
And I always say that I have many friends who are pastors.
但是我们知道那个是一个历史的错误。
We know that's the mistakes happen in history.
啊，因为他们没有能够完全明白圣经的话。
Because they didn't fully understand the words of God.
圣经是所有神的儿女们都是祭司。
The Bible means.Every children of God are priests.
我们在台湾说，也有一次很有趣啊。
It was interesting.
有一个人跑到我们那个会所来了。
One time, a person come to our gathering place.
他说：“哎，你们的牧师在哪里呀、啊、
？”Where is your pastor?
那个弟兄说：“你找牧师干嘛？”
And the brother said, well,
我想问问他。
Pastor, I have some questions.
后来这个弟兄跟他讲：“你找哪个牧师啊？”
And the brother said, "Which priest you're looking for?"
我们都是牧师，这里都是牧师，你要找哪一个
？We are all pastors here.
我们弟兄知道，大家都是祭司嘛。
Because the brother knows that everybody
都是侍奉主的人嘛。
Everybody's minister.
说，亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们必须知道我们是祭司。
We have to know we are priests.
在教会里面，所有的人都是侍奉主的人。
In the church, everyone is minister.
所以在新约的时代
，So in New Testament,
这个身体的侍奉。
The ministry of the body
才是最正确的侍奉。
Is the correct one.
我们每个人都是肢体。
We are all
肢体
part of the body.
The members.
The members of the body.
我们这个 member 要尽功用的。
And our members are to fulfill its function.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是何等重要的事情。
It's so important.
啊，所以侍奉是从永远到永远的思想。
Ministry start from eternal to eternal.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经也告诉我们。
The Bible also told us.
在特别在新约的时代中
especially in New Testament era,
你要侍奉神
you want to be a minister?
第一个你必须得救
you have to be saved.
你要成为神的儿女
you become the children of God.
新约侍奉的特性同一个特性
Now the special aspects of in the New Testament
在神的家中是儿子的服侍
in the house of God is the service of a son.
这两天我想我们王弟兄已经在给我们讲了，我们是神的儿女啊，对不对
？Brother David have shared that we are the children of God.
我们有主的生命啊。
We have the life of God.
弟兄姊妹们，侍奉神是儿子的服事。
See the ministry to God is the ministry of a son.
所以启示录第一章里面告诉我们。
So in the first revelation,
今天我们是父神的祭司。
We are priests of our Father in heaven.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，你知道吗
？I always say to the brothers，
服事是服事父亲的。
No, ministry is minister to God our Father。
我最不喜欢讲什么基督教的事工，哎呀，那个听起来宗教意味太浓。
I do not want to use the word the ministry of the Christianity。
不，我们服事是服事爸爸。
We service to our Father。
你看这个地上啊。这个有很多爱父亲的儿女服侍父亲尽心竭力，对不对
？You see, there are many children who serve their father, try their best.
因为你是服侍父亲
，because you serve your father.
所以你无怨无悔的。
So you do it without regrets.
今天我们在侍奉上，这个发怨言的人真多啊。
Many people grumbling when they do any ministry.
因为他把它当成一外面的事物了。
They think it's just a regular job.
如果你想到现在服侍爸爸
，But when you think of your service,
你的感觉完全不一样了，对不对？今天我去搬个椅子。
Today I'm gonna just
我在想我的服侍爸爸呢。
What I'm thinking that I'm serving.
你看这个感觉不一样嘛，对不对
？It means totally different.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，牢记
，Remember，
我们是父神的祭司。
We are the priest of our Father.
我们在地上服侍我们的父亲。
We service our Lord.
所以神差遣他的儿子到地上来。
God sent His only Son on earth.
做仆人侍奉。
To be as a servant.
这已经说明很清楚了。
This is so clear.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
是做儿子才能侍奉。
Only a son can serve.
在神的家中，外邦人是不能做事的。
In the house of God, Gentiles cannot serve.
神要的是儿子们的服事。
Only sons can serve.
所以今天神把他的生命给我们。
So today God give us His life.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命不仅叫我们长大成人，能有基督的荣耀形象。
Not just this life, not only bring us to maturity.
这个侍奉，这个生命也是个侍奉的生命。
Is also a life of ministry.
所以你看，主耶稣到地上来的时候
，Since our Lord came on earth,
他说我来了不是要受人的服侍
，I come here not to be served,
乃是为了服侍人
，but serve people.
你们如果、懂得一点这个中国人的文言文的话呢
？If you know the old Chinese dialects，
那个文言文呢、他们这个翻译的，我很喜欢那句话。
I really like some of the translations。
他这话用一个简单的话说：“非以异人，乃异于人。”看这个讲的多生动啊！听懂了吗
？To serve, not to be served.
To serve, not to be served.
Yeah， 你听懂这个话了吗？
You understand that?
非以异人，这个异人不是要受人家的服侍，乃为的服侍人的。
You to be a servant to serve others.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，主来了就告诉我们，他这个生命是个服侍的生命。
When our Lord came, He told us His life is the life of service.
所以神要我们成为一个侍奉的人。
Now God wants us to become a person.
弟兄姊妹，如果你不服侍
，If you don't serve,
也不对呀。
That's not right.
今天呢，我们都是觉得很多人觉得我是神的儿女啊。
Many people believe I'm children.
我到神的家来是享受来的。
I'll come to the house of God to be.
你忘了，你也是神的仆人呐。
You are also a slave of God too.
今天呢，我们晓得我们的主耶稣啊，是由仆人性质的儿子。
See, our Lord is a son with the attitude of servitude.
对啊，是有仆人性质的儿子。
He is a son with servitude.
是为了服侍的。
He came to serve.
所以主耶稣不仅来到地上成为人，他成为一个奴仆，对不对？取了奴仆的形象。
He came on earth as a slave.
因为什么？他要服侍父亲。
Because he came to serve his father.
所以在圣经里面，主耶稣是神的仆人最标准的形象。
You see, our Lord is a pure image. The right image for the servant of God.
在主耶稣之外
，apart from him，
旧约最好的仆人的形象就是摩西。
Now in the Old Testament, the best image of servants of God is Moses.
在新约就是保罗。
In the New Testament is Paul.
因为神特别把他们的故事记载的多。
Because God records many of their stories.
说明侍奉的意，侍奉的人。
Speaking of the people.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们先要把我们的身份弄清楚。
So we need to know our status.
所以你要记得你是神的儿女。
You need to know that you are the children of God.
你也是神，也是神的仆人。
You are also a servant of God.
每个人都是侍奉主。
Each one of us are.
在教会中，每个弟兄姊妹应该尽功用。
Every brother and sister is supposed to fulfill.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is important.
对不对？所以我就说，今天很多神的儿女们只知道得救啦。
So many Christians only know they are saved.
那个教会中有人负责服事啊。
So I'm gonna be ministered by somebody in the church.
我们就负责夹着圣经做礼拜。
I just bring my Bible and come to worship.
看见奉献箱了，丢两个钱了。
Put some money in the money box.
这个我们就觉得我们是基督徒，就做这么事情。
And we believe that's it.
散会了，跟主耶稣再见，下礼拜再来。
Now when the service is over, you say goodbye to Jesus.
你看看今天这，我不是讲笑话，你看看普遍的情形都是这样的。
I'm not speaking a joke, but this is everywhere is the same.
叫我们天父看得很伤心啊。
So our father's heart was broken because of
it. 弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
很多神的儿女们都不知道，我们今天成为一个祭司。
Not many Christians understand we are priests of God. And this has eternal meanings.
很多基督徒上讲，人问他说：“你将来啊，你知道将来到勇士里去做什么了？”
Many people ask Christians, "Do you know what you're going to do when you're in heaven?"
有时候我没想过。
Many Christians wouldn't say, "I never thought about it."
那就好了，将来进勇士就退休了。
Now when you're going to eternity.And I'm just gonna retire.
真的休息啊
！Many Christians thought like
无所事事啊。
I don't know, be bored.
整天在那个生命河旁喝水。
You're gonna drink the river of life beside it.
然后呢，十二种果子吃水果，
just
喝水。
Yeah, and drink water.
是这样的吗
？Yeah, that's so.
如果是这样的生活，
if that's the case,
用这么一直到永远，你受得了吗？
Can you? It's gonna last forever. Can you? Can you? Can you bear it?
我们看今天很多世上的人呢，
we know many,
这几十年的生活都受不了，对不对啊？
Many people couldn't bear their regular life on earth.
我大概四十几岁的时候啊，
when I was about 40 something,
我也看到一个报道，
I saw the news.
联合国做了全球的一个调查。
Now the United Nations did statistics.
他发现一个可怕的事情。
He found a horrific thing.
就是每四十秒就有一个人自杀。
Now every 40 seconds there is a suicide.
哎呦，
wow.
我看那个新闻呢，真是很震惊啊。
I was shocked when I looked at it.
每四十秒就有一个人自杀。
Every 40 seconds there is a suicide.
为什么要自杀
？Why is that?
活不下去。
It could not live any longer.
我们不知道他们遇见什么了。
I don't know what they have.
我们都希望活得越长越好，对不对？
We all wish as long as we can.
但是世上有这么多人活不下去。
So many people do.
所以将来到天上。
But we are in heaven.
如果无所事事。
If you're bored to death.
整天我们在那游荡。
Every day just wandering around.
你能游荡多久啊？
How long can you last?
今天好多人希望退休，对不对啊？
We all want waiting for retirement.
其实退休以后蛮苦的，
this is a
没事做了，对不对啊？
Retirement. Yeah.
啊，喜欢。那么年轻人喜欢放假。
Now when we're young, we want to have holidays.
当然放一个星期一个礼拜很好啊。
Now if you take a holiday for a week, it's great.
给你放上一年的假。
What if I give you 1 year's holiday?
好不好啊？
Is that great?
你很高兴吗？
Were you happy?
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神喜欢放假的。
No, our Lord is enjoying holidays.
神对那犹太人说，
It told the Israelites,
那么，哎，你们每一个礼拜都有安息日。
Now every week you have a Sabbath.
然后每五十年还有安息年。
Now every 50 years you have a year of rest.
犹太人最受不了就是安息年。
Now the Jews couldn't bear that year.
神说你全年都不需要做。
Because the whole year you're gonna have.
我会叫你地里的出产呢，
no,
给你吃上三年都够。
Because what's grown naturally on the field is be enough for you for
哎，我们想这多好啊，对不对啊？
We
什么都不需要做，
great.
你看多好。
We don't need to work.
每天去游山玩水多好啊。
Every day we go in around.
犹太人受不了啊。
Now can you bear that?
犹太人说呢。
The Jews said.
Time is money.
时间就是
金
钱。
哇，这一年不做事，这个不得了，亏损很大的。
Not working for a year, oh my goodness.
所以他们破坏神的定规。
So they broke what God have ordained.
神就给他们记下来。
And God recorded.
今年放年假，你们都不度假。
Now this year is a year of rest.
后来又记。
Another day.
一直记。
All the way.
他们缺了70年。
They didn't rest for 70 years.
所以后来神就把他们掳到巴比伦70年。
So they were raptured. They were exiled to Babylon.
你给你休息，你不要，我们弄到巴比伦去70年。
We'll give you 70 years of holiday. 圣经里面
讲的，
now you rest
这70年呢，是要补回他们过去啊，他们没有度的假。
And God let them pay back those 70 years holiday didn't take.
将来到天上是这样的吗？
That's what you think in heaven gonna be?
如果是这样的，想起来很可怕。
Well, it's a horrific thing to think that way.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神有伟大的计划。
God has a great plan.
从今时直到永远。
From now to eternity.
将来神要叫我们做祭司。
God wants us to be priests.
神要我们和他一同来完成他自己的工作。
We're gonna complete the work with God.
哎，将来到天上啊，
when are we
你难以想象的。
It cannot be.
弟兄姊妹，那个生活比你今天在地上要充实的多。
It's much fuller life in heaven.
每一个时刻都是充充实实。
Every moment is filled with meaning.
啊，所以我很多时候很向往那个日子快来啊。
I'm looking forward to that day.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们地上过的才是无聊日子。
We live on earth.
到那一天情况就不一样了。
But in heaven is a different scenario.
我们神有伟大的计划。
Our God has a great plan.
他要我。得着一般人和他一同来完成他的计划。
He want to receive this group of people for finish.
所以神叫我们成为侍奉的人。
So God wants to be a minister.
那么今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我要给弟兄姊妹呢，在侍奉上面做个最简单的定义啊。
I give you a simple illustration about ministry.
我们要真实的认识什么是侍奉。
We need to know what is true meaning of ministry.
最简单的说法。
Very simple way to put.
就侍奉就是神有事要做。
Now ministry is God has things to work with.
啊，你记得哈。
Remember this.
是神有事要做。
God has things to do.
侍奉不是你有事要做。
Ministry is not you want to do something.
嘿，今天我们很多人呢。侍奉主啊，我们出主意，我们弄，我们觉得我们有事要做，对不对
？Always serving God, we always think we gotta do something.
你做的神不算数。
Whatever you do is not accountable.
所以保罗最怕什么呢
？Paul was afraid.
他说我恐我空跑徒劳。
He was saying I was afraid that I run in vain.
所以你做你要侍奉上，你如果做的不是主要你做的，白做。
In ministry, if you don't do what the Lord wants, you did in vain.
所以我们记得第一件事情，侍奉是神有事要做。
Number one is that God has things to do.
所以我们做什么呢
？What do we do?
我们做仆人要等候在他。
As a servant, we wait.
他叫你做。
He asks you to do it.
你才能做。
You do.
他没叫你做。
He didn't ask you to do it.
你不要做。
You don't do.
弟兄姊妹，这个讲起来很简单呐。
Isn't that simple?
你看多少人犯这个错误啊
？You see how many people was mistaken?
啊，因为我们呢，想要帮助神，对不对
？We all want to give God a hand.
哎呀，我们计划的，家教会里大坐下来计划，计划一大堆。
We plan this and plan that.
哎，我们在这样做，都那样推动。
And we're trying to push this movement and to do that.
结果神根本没有叫我们做。
Well, actually, God never told us to do that.
所以你记得。侍奉是神有事要做。
Remember, ministry is God has things to do.
但是呢，很奇妙是什么呢
？The miraculous thing is
神要做事情
，when God wants to do something，
神要借着我们做
，through us。
所以他把他的事托付给我们。
So he lay his burden on us。
所以呢，我们就和神一同来完成他的工作。
Therefore, we work with God together。
这个才是真正的侍奉。
That is true ministry。
所以你将来到审判台前就看到。
When we come to the judgment seat。
哇，地上忙忙碌碌的很多人。
You see so many people are busy on earth。
当然，悠闲的人更多。
There are many people who are wandering around。
这个不喜欢服侍的人更多。
There are many people who。
但是有一半人是很热心服侍的。
But many people serve with jealousy。
所以到了侍奉到那个时候，弟兄姊妹们，神就有了一个分辨。
And then at that time we know that there is a
separation. 所以我们必须要记得，就有最后的审判。
We know the at the final judgment.
所以过去这段日子。
So in the past days.
有时候我问弟兄姊妹啊。
I often ask brothers and sisters.
我们侍奉啊，是主动好呢，还是被动好呢
？Is it good to be more initiative or to be passive?
嗯，弟兄姊妹，你想想看，是主动对呢？还是被动对呢
？Are you going to be more initiative or to be passive？
啊，你们都不晓得啊
？You don't understand。
啊，
主动。
其实侍奉啊，主动也不对，被动也不对。
Neither of them. No matter what you do, you're wrong.
你知道吗？
Yeah.
现在我告诉你一个准确的答案。
I give you the correct answer.
侍奉是。被动中的主动。
Ministry is to be passive in a way of an initiative.
Yeah. Passively active.
Passively active, that's the proper translation. Yeah.
就是神先动，然后你才动。
Now God initiate, you follow.
神从来不要谋事的。No, 神从来不需要你出主意的。
God do not want any advisor.
你不知道我们的神多伟大，对不对
？You do not know how great he is.
我们多微小啊
！You know how small you are.
你这个连灰尘都不如的人
，You are smaller.
你能为神做什么呢
？Can you do for God？
哎，有的人沾沾自喜，你看我为主做了多少多少的功，夸耀，对不对
？Many people boast that I have done great work.
其实很可怜的，我们根本就不能为神做什么。
We can do nothing for God.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers, sisters,
所以你要懂得
you need to understand,
那么你侍立在神的跟前
you stand before
你是仆人要听主人的话
you are a slave, you listen to
主人叫你动你就动了
the Lord told you to do, you do it.
所以我们过去弟兄们常常讲嘛
so in the past, brothers,
你家里如果请一个仆人来
if you hire a servant in your household,
哎呀，你最怕的请的什么那个太聪明的仆人
Now, the most fearful thing is you hire someone smart.
他到你家里了，哎呦，照他自己的意思。
Now, when he came, he do as he please.
你出一个门回来了。
After you come back from work,
所有的家具都不对了，反正
all the position of furniture are changed.
这个仆人太聪明了。
Oh, that slave is so smart.
太多花样了。
So many things.
所以呢，宁可用一个笨一点的仆人。
You can use a stupid slave.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？在神的工作上，神的确是这样的。
In the work of God, God always do something.
等等，我们讲摩西你就知道。
When we speak Moses,
太聪明的人，神是不能用的。
God do not use smart guys.
因为他主意太多啊。
It's full of ideas.
弟兄姊妹们，主宁可用那些比较笨的人。
The Lord used stupid people.
所以你看，主耶稣在地上拣选门徒啊。
So when our Lord came on earth, he selected his
disciples. 拣选那些渔夫啊。
He picked those fishermen.
拣选那么什么税吏呀、啊、这些。
Pick the tax collectors.
主不要拣选那个那些什么大祭司。
The Lord didn't pick the high priest.
什么法利赛人呢？撒
都
该人。
Pharisees,
他们花样太多了。
No, they're full of ideas.
对吧？他们只有破坏神的工作。
They only destroy the work of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为神是全能的神。
Because our God is God Almighty.
请我们记得。因为他是全能的神
，Because he's God Almighty，
所以他能用无用的人
，So he can use useless people。
你不要怕你自己无用
，Don't be scared. You're
只要在神的手中就有用
，As in the hands of God, you are useful。
你看在四世纪里面记载一个很小的好的小故事。
If you read the book Leviticus，
你们读到有一个士师叫三家。
You see, there is a priest called Sanga.
这个三家是做什么的？你记得吗
？What did he do？
啊，他没有什么本事。
He wasn't a able man.
Not capable.
He was a man of capable.
啊，
yeah,
他是个赶牛的。
He was a guy who shepherded cows.
但是呢，他拿这个赶牛的棍子。
But he used his staff.
打死了600个非利士人。
He killed 600 Philistines.
去做以色列百姓的这个士师。
So he became the judge of Israel.
所以我们常常讲，你要看看这个棍子握在谁手里。
You see where the staff, who was holding the staff?
这个棍子如果握在我手里，一个非利士人也打不死。
If I hold the staff, I cannot kill one Philistine.
放在我们姊妹手里的话更不行。
If put in the hand of a sister is not even.
但是一到三家的手里就不得了了。
If you come to this judge,
这个比兵器还要厉害啊
！It's worse than a weapon.
打死600个非利士人。
It killed 600 Philistines.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神怎么记载这个故事呢
？Now when how God recorded.
就是让你知道。
So that you know.
今天你是在谁的手里
？Whose hand you are in?
如果今天你在神的手里
，If you are in the hand of God,
我们无能。
We are useless.
我们像个棍子一样的，没什么用。
We are like staff, are not capable.
但是在神的手中
，But in the hand of God,
就成为何其大的功用。
What a weapon!
你们听过穆迪的故事，对不对？
Have you heard
Moody?
Have you heard Moody?
这个穆迪呢，是跟着他叔叔呢做皮鞋的，搞皮鞋匠。
He was a
Shoemaker,
yeah, in America, yeah.
他这个是别人不会做的。
He doesn't do anything.
是个没有受过什么高等教育的一个人。
He wasn't highly educated.
所以后来圣灵感动他被主用。
So the Holy Spirit used him.
哇，他们说大西洋2万上百万的人听过他传福音。
Millions of people heard his sermons.
他有一次上讲台讲道。
One day he was preaching.
讲到下来的时候啊
，When he come down from the pulpit，
有个姊妹就跑去跟他
，There is a sister asking，
他说穆迪弟兄
，Brother Moody，
你今天讲到英文的文法用错了
，The grammar of English you used today was wrong。
但穆迪也没生气
，Well Moody wasn't angry at all。
穆迪就笑一笑
，Moody was smiling。
穆迪说：“姊妹，我讲错了。
”Yes, sister, I was wrong。
请你上台。
Please, you talk.
把那个姊妹吓坏了。
The sister was scared.
弟兄姊妹们，他就是这么样的一个弟兄。
That kind of pressure.
但是主用他。
But God used him.
我就说，什么样的人到了主手里
，Any person in the hands of God
就是有用的工具。所以我们要有一个心理啊，我们主啊。我愿意成为你手中的器。
We should have a heart saying that I want to be an instrument in your hand.
我现在每次出去侍奉，我都这样祷告。
Every time I go serve, I pray
this way. 我说主啊，我是你的器皿。
I'm your instrument.
你照着你的意思来用。
Work
as you wish.
不要照我的意思。
Not according to my wish.
你知道吗？你们家里面器皿很多，对不对
？We have all different kind of vessels at home.
啊，又是盘子，又是碗，又是杯子，什么东西的
？Glasses.
它都是放在那里好好的。
Will be lying in order in the cupboard.
主人要用拿哪个就用哪个，对不对
？The master uses as he wishes.
你哪天一回家，哇，那个盘子也飞过来了，碗也跳过来了，把你吓死了。
When they come home, the place, the vessel all come to you.
因为这个器皿就是被动的嘛。
Because vessels are passive.
今天我们在侍奉上也是这样，就是被动的。
In ministry, we are likewise. We're passive.
让神来使用我们。
Then we are used to be used by God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神。
Praise God.
神有一个伟大的计划。
God has a great plan.
哎呀，这个是比天地都要伟大的计划。
It's greater than the creation.
神要千千万万的人做他的祭司。
And God wants millions, millions of people to be His.
要我们一同来侍奉他。
So that we can serve Him together.
所以我们知道，在人类堕落之后
，After the fall of humanity，
这个侍奉的这个整个情况被破坏。
The whole service of ministry is gone wrong.
所以因此，在神恢复的工作里面。
The work of God's recovery,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这个侍奉是一个重要的恢复。
This ministry is great part.
我们都知道侍奉。
We all know to serve.
但今天我们看在地上，准确的侍奉，讨神喜悦的侍奉不多。
Not many pleasing ministry to God.
啊，你必须要能够按照神的心意。
You have to work according to the will of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers,
神有事要做
God have things to work.
但是神要用器皿
He use instruments.
今天整个侍奉最大的问题就是这些器皿
Now the whole work of ministry is the problem is the instruments.
而神用这个器皿呢又都是活的不是死的
And the instrument God used are living instruments not dead ones
是我们这些活的人
He used the living persons
用死的比较容易啊
the dead ones are easier
那个椅子这么搬它就这么这个方向搬那里就那个方向
you move the chair as you wish
它不会动的
the chair cannot move
我想喝水我拿这个瓶子就喝水了
you want to drink water just grab the bottle
它死的
it's dead
但是用人来做器皿啊
！But as use human as instruments，
哇，这个就不简单了。
It's not easy thing。
哈，你看我们每一个人都很复杂。
We're all each one is complicated。
也不容易听话。
We're not obedient。
尤其我们里面有悖逆的天性，对不对
？Especially we have this heart of rebellion。
有时候神赶了赶也赶不动。
Now sometimes God push us。And we cannot move.
哎呀，赶了十次都不动。
They push us 10 times, we do not move.
所以神用我们。
God use us.
弟兄姊妹受到很大限制。
He was restricted.
神如果做工用天使容易得多啊。
It's a lot easier to use angels.
天使的能力多大，对不对
？You know how mighty those angels are.
一个晚上杀掉185,000人。
Well, one night, angels slaughtered 180,000 people.
我就想说，今天的神如果要传福音呢，用天使比人。更方便，你知道吗
？God want to preach gospel with the angel is a lot easier.
今天晚上主就打发一个天使到了阿斯隆的上空。
Now tonight God sent an angel in the mid air of Athlon.
这个天使在上面一喊，大家信耶稣，一吹号。
And the angel shout, "Believe in Jesus!" And the trumpet was blown.
你想有谁敢不信呢
？You see anybody not to believe?
明天第二天，整个阿斯隆人都信主了。
Now every morning, in the morning, everybody in the Athlon will come to the church.
不像我们呢。
It's not like us.
传福音呢又讲不清楚。
Now we preach the gospel, we cannot make it clear.
讲得满头大汗。
We're sweating and preaching.
结果呢，他还不信。
And he wouldn't believe.
好难呐。
It's so hard.
神要用天使容易多了。
It's a lot easier to use angels.
但是我们要感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
神的心意是用我们。
In His heart, He wants us.
神何等高抬我们啊
！Because God lifts us up.
弟兄姊妹，我们在侍奉上亏欠主，你知道吗
？You see, we are so shameful.
我这么多年侍奉主啊。
See how many years I've
been serving. 有很多事我想起来我就很难过。
When I remember this, I'm so sorry.
我说主，我真是对不起你啊
！Lord, I'm so sorry.
在侍奉上啊。我实在没有能为你做什么。
I haven't done anything for you.
我给你带来的难处是大得多了。
But I bring so much trouble to you.
哎呀，我这个人真的是，人家以为说，哦，你看这个孙继文很爱主啊，到处讲道，到处服侍。你们不知道我亏欠主的才多呢。
Everybody say, Brother Sun, you have done so many works for God, but actually you do not know.
如果主光照我们， 我们说主啊，一切都是你做的。
And we say, Lord, everything you have done.
我只有给你麻烦。
I only give you trouble.
你看我顺服的何等迟缓呢。
You see how slow I have been obedient.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今天神的工作
，The work of God，
在地上遇见最大的拦阻
，The biggest obstacle that God faced，
就是你我这些神的儿女。
Of these people.
所以今天在地上，如果有人能顺服主啊
，If somebody obedient to God，
哎呀。主的心不知道有多欢喜。
You see how much God was joyful with that.
啊，我们如果在主手中能被主用
，If we're using the hands of God，
主不知道有多欢喜。
You see how much our Lord was so pleased.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们真是需要悔改啊。
We need to repent.
仰望主的怜悯、啊。
And look upon God's mercy.
我们对主说：“主，我们欠了你，亏欠了你。
”Oh Lord, we owe you.
啊，我们没有能够按照你的心意被你自己来用，但是感谢神，我们虽然是这样，他永不放弃。所以圣经里面告诉我们，神的选召是永不后悔的。
His calling is without regret.
这是神伟大的爱。
This is grace love of God.
是他的宽容。
Is His mercy.
是他的恩典。
His grace.
像我们这样什么人呢？对不对啊
？Fell on the people like us.
出来了，我们来侍奉他。我们只有毁坏神的工作的多啊。
When we do ministry, we only can destroy.
但是他不放弃。
But he never.
他非要在我们身上做不可。
He has to work through us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神是全能的神。
God is God.
他有办法。
He has His way.
我有件事情，我愿意和弟兄姊妹相互勉励。
And there's one thing I need to encourage.
如果你今生今世你不能好好的服侍主
，If you cannot serve the Lord on earth，
不能在主手中被主用
，You cannot be used by God today。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神要用千年来训练你。
He's gonna use thousands of years to train you。
我很相信那个千年国度啊。
I believe in the millennium。
就是要把每个人都把它改正了，把它修正好了。
So、everybody was corrected。
然后再进永远。
And then enter to eternal。
你想想看，按我们现在这个情况，就进永远。
If we enter to eternity like this now，
地上已经是大乱了，对不对啊
？The earth is chaotic already。
我们闹到天上去了。
We're gonna bring the chaotic to
heaven。天也被我们搞乱了，是不是啊
？Heaven will be chaotic also。
你想这样像我们这样亲近，可以进永远吗
？The way we behave，
不行的。是神必须做工在我们身上。
God have to work through us。
所以历史历代都让我们看见。
Each generation。
为什么有些人被称为神的仆人
？Why some of them become the servants of God？
因为在他们在世的日子
，During their lifetime，
他们顺服主多。
They were obedient。
他们奉献。
They offer them.
他们愿意照着主的心意走
They want to do the word.
所以他就成为属灵人呐、
so、they become spiritual.
就是我们今天教会历史上读这些人呐、对不对、
That's all those people in the church history.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
请我们记得
Remember.
每一个人都是祭司
Each one of us.
但是如果神要在我们能用我们
If God want to use us.
神必须要做工在我们身上
We have to work on us.
我们必须容让神做工在我们身上
We have to allow God work on us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
For brothers and
sisters. 旧约神恢复的工作里面
，In the work of God in the Old Testament of recovery，
神得着一个人叫摩西
，God gained a person called Moses，
神就用他来说明一个侍奉人的该有的情形。
Through Moses, God explains，
因为摩西太被主用了
，Moses was heavily used，
所以在以色列人中间变英雄了。
He became a hero in Israel.
变成偶像了
，Become an idol.
他们崇拜他了
，They worship him.
崇拜他到一个地步啊。都瞎眼了。
Worship him to an extent they were blind.
今天下午我们弟兄讲，这个以色列人脸上蒙着帕子。
Just brother have shared this today that they put veil.
那个帕子是什么东西啊
？What is that veil？
就是摩西啊。
It's Moses.
因为呢，摩西从山上下来，脸发光。
When Moses came down heaven, his face was.
大家不敢看他。
People cannot look at him.
摩西做了一个很好笑的事情，脸上蒙个帕子。
So Moses put on the veil on his face.
所以。在犹太人的印象中间
in the Jewish
摩西的脸是永远发光的
Moses' face was always glorious
但是呢保罗告诉我们
But Paul told him,
其实这个光是渐渐褪去的
He told them that this light is fading
他总以为他永远发光
The Jew thought it's always glorious
弟兄姊妹你知道吧
But
在教会里面
in the church
过去无论一个人有多大的启示
No matter how which person received the most revelation
但是随着年日过来
so much, through the time passed by,
这些光就渐渐褪去
the glory is fading
哎呦，你知道我头一次读斯柏克丁的书的时候。
When the first time I read the book of Sparks.
哇，像大光一样的照着。
Was a great light shining upon
me. 哎，但经过了这么几十年过来了。
After many years.
慢慢在读他的东西啊。
When I read his book
again, 就不像从前那个感觉了。
Wasn't as,
所以这种光是渐渐褪去的。
See, this light is fading.
所以不能成为一个传统。
It cannot become a tradition.
你知道为什么基督教有些传统呢？
You know why in Christianity?
就是过去这些侍奉主的人呢，他被别人敬仰了。
They people worship them.
大家以为他脸上永远是发光的。
People believe this guy has.
其实不是。
His face always shine, but it's not.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天保罗告诉我们。
Paul told us.
要把这个帕子除去。
Remove that veil.
转眼仰望耶稣。
And look at Jesus.
那么你的光景就对了。
Then you are right.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这些摩西是一个被主用的人
Moses is a servant of God.
你看在这个在这个斯提凡的这个讲论里面
In the sermon of Stephen,
啊，这摩西
This Moses,
这人
That person,
就是这样
Just that.
弟兄姊妹们所有侍奉主的人都是人
All servants of God are men.
他们不是神
They are not God.
好我们感谢主借着他们把恩惠祝福带给我们。
We praise the Lord that through these people God
我们尊重他们。
We respect them.
但是呢我们永远不会敬拜他们。
But we'll never worship them.
啊这是非常重要的事
情。It's very important.
啊我们可以得帮助。
We can receive help from them.
但是你不是跟从他的。
But we, you do not follow them.
对不对圣经中新约圣经一个最简单的呼召。
Is a very simple calling from the New Testament.
就主耶稣说，来跟从我。
Our Lord Jesus said, "Come and follow me."
圣经里面从来没有说来跟从保罗，没有这个话。
The Bible never say, "Go and follow."
也没说来跟从约翰，没有。
Or come and follow.
来跟从彼得也没有。
Or come follow Peter.
旧约也没说来跟从摩西。
And the Old Testament never say, "Go follow Moses."
啊，跟从大卫，没有。
Follow David. No.
弟兄姊妹们。
Sister,
今天我们只有一个跟从
we only follow one person,
就是我们的主
that is our Lord.、
啊、所以弟兄姊妹们
Brother, sister,
但是呢神却用这些人来解释一个侍奉主的人该有的情况
Now, through these servants that God explains what a right servitude that
我已经说过、啊、
And I have spoken.
他们这些被主用人是他们有他们个人的特性
Now, they have their own characters.
这个是我们应当被激励的
We should be encouraged.
啊，如果不是那像一样那样种特性，神不也不会用他们。
Without those characteristics, we do not know.
所以，我们看见在神恢复的工作里面
，the work God's work recovery,
神就用了摩西来解释一个侍奉人的该有的样子。
Now God explained through Moses how their servants.
神没有意思把他弄成个特殊的人。
God didn't make him special.
神也没有意思叫他做伟人。
No, God never want to make him a great man.
摩西只不过是神手中的器皿。
Moses was only an instrument in God's hand.
所以你知道当初啊，这个斯提凡有这样的一个意念呢、啊、
？You see, at the beginning when Stephen had this thought,
在以色列百姓中是革命性的。
Was revolutionary in the Jews.
因为开头他们控告他就说的。
When they accused him,
就是他违背摩西。
Because he was
违背摩西传的律法。
Moses and Moses' law.
Yeah. 所以他就说摩西是人。
And then Stephen said Moses is a man.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看那个犹太教，他们把摩西捧成了像神一样。
You see Judaism put Moses in the place of God.
我也是到意大利去了。
One time I went to Italy.
应该是意大利。
Thanks Italy.
我看见他们弄了个摩西的像。
I saw they made a sculpture of Moses.
你们可能有人看过啊。
Maybe you have seen it before.
你看那个怎么是弄这个像
？Why? What kind of statue is that?
那个摩西头上长出个角。
Moses.
你们看到过吗
？The statue have a horn.
你看这么一个角。
There's a horn.
像那个独角兽一样。
Like a unicorn.
我想。这个摩西为什么弄的？因为他们要表达他的不一样、特殊。
They want to express the image of Moses as a unique.
所以摩西头上是长的。
So Moses has a horn on his head.
这真的太好笑了。
It's hilarious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
摩西是可爱的弟兄。
Yeah, Moses is a good
dear brother.
Dear brother.
Yeah. 他是侍奉主的人，他忠心，所以神用他来解释。
So God used him to explain.
所以神刻意用摩西解释。
God specially chose Moses to explain this.
所以把摩西的一生分成三个四十年，对不对
？So 340 years in Moses.
切得整整齐齐的。
It's really even cut.
你就知道神是刻意要用他来讲述侍奉的意义。
See, God used particularly used Moses to explain ministry.
给人看见神恢复的工作。
So people will know that the work of recovery of God.
这个侍奉的重要。
Was the importance of ministry?
我想摩西的故事我们很熟的。
We're really familiar with Moses.
但是呢，我们在这里还是要稍微的来，讲一下。
We go some details.
前四十年。
First 40 years.
从他的出生开始。
Since his birth.
他的父母都是利未人。
His parents are Levites.
那个时代呢，因为。当时的埃及这个法老逼迫犹太人。
At that time, Pharaoh oppressed Israelites.
所有生出来的孩子
，all the children who were born，
只要男孩子把他弄死
，male will be thrown into the river.
那么，所以摩西在这个时代中出生。
So Moses was born at that time.
摩西出生的时候啊
，after his birth，
俊美非凡，漂亮
，beautiful baby.
哎呦，他父母看见了。这个可舍不得把他弄死。
So his parents wouldn't, is really reluctant to kill him.
就把他藏起来了。
So they had him.
哎，圣经没有记载啊。
The Bible didn't say.
他的哥哥，他父母怎么把他养，把他保存下来
？Didn't record how their parents preserve his brothers.
哎，摩西呢，养了三个月就养不住了。
Now 3 months later after the birth.
为什么养不住呢
？They can't keep him.
这是我个人的一个想象啊。
Because this is my imagination.
我后面有讲到。摩西这个哭的声音特别大，特别大。
Some people say the cry of Moses was so loud.
因为摩西是个健壮的孩子。
Because Moses was a strong baby.
哇，这个哭起来说，这个惊天动地。
When he cries, he shook heaven.
所以呢，旁边的这个邻居啊，都听见了。
So the neighbors all heard.
所以他们隐藏不住了。
They can't hide him.
为什么呢？你看到后来，他母亲呢？把它放在一个葡萄箱里，对不对
？So, later on, the mother put it in
the box. 把它放在河边的芦苇当中。
And put under in the reef.
结果被法老的女儿的那些婢女
，the slave of the female slaves.
怎么看见呢？圣经讲说，他打开的时候，这个孩子在哭。
When they opened the box, they saw Moses was crying.
哇，所以那个摩西的哭声是很大的。
So Moses' cry was so loud.
你这个小孩就这样，如果不太哭嘛，你还保存着容易，对不对
？It's easier for the baby.
整天都哭
了
那么大。
If it's so loud, it's so hard to keep.
勉勉强强的保存了三个月。
It's only kept him for 3 months.
终于受不了了。
They couldn't bear.
他的哥哥就大概就没有他这么会哭。
Maybe his brothers wasn't that.
这是可能性。
It's a possibility.
所以呢，他们只好呢，这父母也舍不得。
But the parents
用个葡萄箱给他铺，旁边抹上油，
in the tar,
就放到那个芦苇当中。
And put in the, among the reeds.
舍不得。
And they wouldn't let him go.
就想他，让他怎么慢慢死了算了。
Maybe Moses would die slowly.
但是神的带领奇妙。
But miraculous work.
这个法老的女儿啊，到河边来洗澡。
Daughter of Pharaoh found him.
结果给他们发现了这个葡萄箱。
When they found that box.
结果箱子一打开。
When they opened the box.
哇！这个摩西就哇
，Moses start to cry，
哟，这个把这个法老的女儿感动了
，and the daughter of Pharaoh，
这个小孩可怜
了，
你看又怎么长得这么漂亮
，and such a beautiful baby，
就好了，把他收过来吧
，so she kept him as，
你看摩西的姐姐跟着，对不对
？and Moses sister was following，
要看那个结局是怎样
，she wants to know the end story，
你看这个公主呢，把这个。他的弟弟抱走了。
But she saw this princess.
他赶快跑出来。
She just run.
就说：“哎，好不好？我给你请一个希伯来人的奶妈。
”Do you want a nanny to nurse him？
那个公主说：“好啊。
”And the princess said, "Yeah, great."
可以啊，他就娶亲，就把妈妈找来了。
And then her sister just bring Moses' mom.
摩西是他妈妈喂奶的。
Moses was nursed by his own mother.
那么。这下子可是好啊！
That's a great thing.
摩西的妈妈喂奶
，Moses' mom nursing，
还有工资的
，and get paid，
还有钱赚的
，she got a job。
你们这里有没有哪一个姊妹生的孩子喂奶还有钱赚的？没有。
Any sister feed your baby got paid as well？
哎，这个公主每天每个月给他付工资啊。
This princess pay Moses' mom by feeding Moses.
这个母亲为自己的孩子。
A mother feed her own baby.
但这个有主的意思在里面。
Well, it's a special meaning by God.
那么
from God.
这个摩西就渐渐长大。
And this Moses grow.
妈妈就给他讲。以色列人的故事。
And Moses' mom told him the story of Israelites.
告诉他。
Told him,
你不是埃及人
you are not Egyptian,
你是希伯来人
you are a Hebrew,、
啊、从小给他灌输
and she taught him well.
所以摩西长大了
when Moses grown up,
在埃及的王宫里
in the palace of Egypt,
得到这个王子的待遇
well, he was treated as a prince,
哇受最好的教育
he was educated in the best education,
生活在最丰裕的环境的里面
he lived in wealth,
渐渐长大圣经记载他学了埃及所有一切的学问
and the Bible records that he learned everything
行事有大能又有口才
he was mighty
非常的聪明
and smart
但是感谢神
but praise the Lord
他深深地知道自己是以色列人
but he know in his heart he is a Hebrew
啊，所以他没有忘记他是以色列人
he never forget he's an Israelite
啊，他的母亲恐怕是跟他讲述了很多有关以色列人的故事
because his mother have told him all the stories of the Israelites
他才知道现在他的族人是受苦的
now he know that his people are in suffering
所以因此在他里面兴起了这个爱国的意念
so his heart was arose to be a patriot
他要救以色列人
they want to save Israelites
所以他在一面的学埃及人的学问一面在那做事
As he learns in Egypt, still as he works.
啊，到四十岁的时候
，all the way until 40.
啊，他自己觉得自己很不错。
He thought he's able man now.
哈，那么他现在呢，真的是一个很有为的年轻人。
Now he's very capable man now.
那么他可以去拯救。
Now he can start to
work. 身体又强壮。
Now he's strong.
所以跑到外面一看呢，一个埃及人在欺负一个犹太人呢。
Then when he got out, he saw that an Egyptian was bullying Israelite.
他就过去把他打死，把那个埃及人打死。
He killed that Israelite. He killed that Egyptian.
他以为说呢，以色列人明白说，哦，现在有人来救我们了。
Now he thought the Israelite would realize here come a savior.
结果呢，不行。
Well, actually,
第二天呢，两个犹太人吵架，以色列人吵架。
The second day,
他又去拉架。
We're arguing, and he was trying to.
你要打死我，像打死昨天那个孩子一样的。
Saying that you want to kill me, like you killed him.
这个话一听都把他吓坏了。
And he was scared.
他说这个事情传开了，
那
法老是很生气了。
Pharaoh was angry and made
a
killing
Egypt,
so he left.
跑到旷野去了。
He ran away.
弟兄姊妹们，前四十年结束了。
That's the end of first 40 years.
那说明一件什么事情
？What does it explain to us?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神刻意让摩西学所有的学问
，God let Moses to learn all the things.
让他学所有的才干
，and learn everything.
所有属地的东西
，all the things on earth.
他都是非常优秀的。
He was so superior.
但是神要证明一件事。
But God wants to prove one thing.
这样的情形是不能侍奉神的。
The way he served is cannot be used by God.
你看今天呢，地上的教会完全相反。
You see, and nowadays on earth, the church is totally opposite.
我们最好呢，这些侍奉主人都从名校出来。
We all wish the minister to come from a famous college.
哈，学问很大。
Full of knowledge.
有才干。
It's very capable.
最好得到这样的人来侍奉神，
If
对不对
？Such people can serve, that's great.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我再说，神是神。
I reinforce, God is God.
神不需要你帮忙。
God do not need your hand.
所以神在摩西的身上就告诉我。
So through Moses, God told us.
你用天然的条件、天然的才干能力来侍奉神，神是不要的。
Use your natural capability, God do not want.
我最近呢，常常跟各地弟兄姊妹讲一句话。
Everywhere I go, I preach.
这个用英文讲的话，就说哈。
If we speak in English,
就是 natural life is never beautiful.
自然的人从来都不美丽。
听懂吗？
听懂了吗 ？Do you understand?
天然的生命。
天然的生命。
在神的眼中来看
，the natural man, the natural life,
根本神是不能用的。
God do not use.
但是你看今天在地上啊，
But on earth,
在教会有没有天天欣赏都是天然人呢
？But in church, we always appreciate the natural man.
哇，这个弟兄口才好好啊！
Yeah, he is so eloquent in speech.
名校毕业的啦。
He's eloquent. He was finishing college.
这个弟兄唱歌唱得很好听啊。
That person sings so well.
这个人会这样这样，都欣赏这些，对不对
？We all appreciate this kind.
又是哲学，又是科学，又是艺术。
Philosophy, science, he knows everything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这不是神的眼光。
And that's not how God sees things.
在教会里。
In church,
一切所有的都应该出自神的自己。
Everything should come from God only.
说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
摩
西就说明这件事情了。
Moses illustrates this.
啊，神刻意这样做啊。
God did.
就告诉我们，天然的生命神是不能用的。
So that we know the natural man cannot be used by God.
所以在新约时代中，才有所谓十字架的经历，对不对
？Therefore, we come to the New Testament. This experience of the
天然生命是要被钉死的。
Natural man should be crucified.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们真是求主让我们的眼能看见。
We wish the Lord open our eyes.
啊，在教会的侍奉中
，in the church ministry，
不是用天然的情感。
Do not use your natural ability.
所以我们需要主的恩典。
We need the grace of God.
啊，我们知道摩西这个名字啊。
We know the name of Moses.
叫从水里拉出来。
It means pull out from water.
啊，那么这说明了他这个生命是一个蒙救赎的生命。
We know his life was a life of salvation.
所以今天呢，我们侍奉神也是要依靠那个。蒙救赎之后，神给我们新生命。
So today we serve with the, in the life of a redemption.
要跟着里面这个生命走。
We follow the life.
要流露这个生命。
And that's what we express.
这个才是真正的侍奉。
And that is truly.
圣灵的工作带领也是让这个新生命从我们身上能显出来。
No, the work of the Holy Spirit is to reveal the new life.
你不能老是用这个。救生命。
You cannot use
所以摩西这个名字叫做从水里拉出来。
So the name Moses is pulling out.
哎，有个弟兄讲的很好啊。
Well, a brother was saying.
摩西一生的经历都是拉出来的。
The whole experience of life of Moses is pulling out.
神不仅把他从水里拉出来。
God did not just pull him out of water.
神也把他从王宫里面拉出来。
God always pulled him out of the palace.
把他从埃及拉出来。
Pull him out of Egypt.
然后呢，把他送到旷野里面去了。
Send him to the wilderness.
这旷野40年呢。
40 years in wilderness.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，那个生活完全不一样。
It's a different lifestyle, brothers.
本来是在王宫里面的。
He was actually grown up in the palace.
过最好富荣华的生活。
Enjoying all the wealth.
你跑到旷野里面
了，
只有牧羊了。
He was a shepherd.
整天就带几只羊进进出出。
Every day and night, he just bring the shepherd the flocks.
所以我想，他这个诗篇90篇呢。
So in the Psalm 90.
他就说。人的一生是70岁。
He was speaking a life of man is about 70 years.
我感觉他这个是对神说的。
And he was speaking to God.
因为他一直等候神带他回去。
He was always waiting for God to bring him up.
50岁了。
He was 50 years old.
神也没有动静。
God didn't do anything.
60岁了。
60 years now.
神还是没动静。
God didn't do
anything. 还在那里带那个羊啊来。
Still shepherding the flocks.
口才都没了。
No, he loses.
才干都消失了。
He loses his capability.
到了七快到70岁了。
About 70 years old now.
他说：“神呐、啊，人的一生是70岁呀、啊。
”A man lives up to 70.
应该带我回去了吧
？It's about time for me to die.
结果70岁，神也没带他回去。
Even 70 years, God didn't do anything.
到了80岁
，When he's 80,
他完全绝望。
He was totally desperate.
你看神去找他的时候
，When God find him.
哎呀，他说我已经没有。不会讲话。
He speaks to God. I can't talk.
我现在只会讲羊话。
I can only talk the language of sheep.
不会讲人的话。
I cannot talk human language.
你愿意找谁找谁吧。
Find someone else.
神也生气，对不对
？And God was angry.
那么这个时候，你看见这个摩西到了80岁了。
When Moses reached
很多情况都衰退了，你知道吗
？His body was decaying.
变成一个完全无用的老头。
And become a useless old man.
我现在过80岁，我就知道
no,
无用的老头。
Use this old man.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters.
哎，神说可以用了。
Now it's about time to use him.
摩西说不行的。
Moses said no.
你看，这个跟我们今天的想法完全不一样，对不对
？Contrary to what our thought.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
神这个时候呢，重新打发他去。
At that time, God sent him.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters.
神在西乃山上，在他80岁给他看见个异象。
when he was 18 in the Mount Sinai, he saw a revelation.
He saw a vision.
The vision of the burning bush.
这是很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
神让他看这个异象，就告诉摩西啊，这就是你啊。
God showed Moses this vision about burning bush. This is you.
你的天性就是荆棘。
Your nature is this bush.
你要侍奉神，是要神圣的火焰烧在上面。
You need to burn by this divine fire.
这个是有这么火焰，但是荆棘又没被烧坏。
Well, this divine fire wasn't consuming this bush.
这就是今天神在我们身上的工作。
This is the work of God on us.
啊，神圣的火焰在我们身上。
The divine fire is on us.
确实。神保留我们的本性
，But God kept our nature ability.
所以每个侍奉徒都有不同的特性。
But we all have our own characters.
那么神给摩西看见你就是荆棘，是吧
？God showed Moses that you are this burning bush.
我们要记下这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we know
this. 其实我们每个人都是荆棘。
We each one of us are a bush.
荆棘啊，荆棘只有一个功用啊，
The bush is only one function.To hurt people, thorns,
对不对？我荆棘最大的好处就刺人。
那the thorns, the only way to use is
谁靠近我，谁就被我刺。
Whoever comes to me get hurt,
对不对啊
？Isn't that right?
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的天性。所以你看，在教会
里，
这个侍奉大家越靠近越刺的厉害。
See in ministry, when we get closer, we get hurt.
要隔得远呢，大家好一点。
If you're separate apart, then you're okay.
啊，有人说姊妹们比较柔软。
We say that the sisters are a bit tender.
姊妹们是软刺。
They are softer thorns.
但是你也晓得，被那个软刺刺到也不好受。
You see, you get hurt also by the tender thorns.
所以后来呢，这个摩西啊，把200万的以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
When Moses bring all those 2 million Israelites out,
出得了了。
Oh my goodness!
天天带出来了200万个刺鸡。刺团
，That's the 2 million thorns there.
所以在那个旷野40年呢
，In the wilderness for 40 years.
这个犹太人一路上面都是 complain， 对吧？
See,
埋怨。
So the whole 40 years, the Israelites will complain against Moses.
哎呀，埋怨到一个地步啊
！They were grumbling so much.
弟兄姊妹们，摩西真是学忍耐。
You see how Moses learned being patient.
后来神对摩西说
，And God told Moses，
他们不是埋怨你啊
，They are not grumbling against you.
他们是埋怨我
，They are grumbling against me.
10次
，10 times
埋怨我。
Grumbling against me, I remember that.
所以弟兄姊妹小心啊
！No, brother and sister, be careful.
你所有的埋怨神都记下来。
All your grumbling and complaints, God knows.
将来到主那主看你这一辈子埋怨多少。
When you come to the Lord, He show you how much you.
我们的天性就是荆棘嘛。
That's our nature as a thorns.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brother and sisters,
如果你明白这个
，if you understand this,
你在侍奉上你的态度会不一样。
Your attitude.Of ministry gonna change.
我们回想一下，看过去这么多年。
We recall for the past many years.
多少弟兄姊妹被我们刺伤了
？How many brothers and sisters were hurt by us?
哦，亏欠主，对不对
？We.
但是主不放弃。
The Lord never gave up.
虽然是这么个荆棘。
Even though we are.
但是有神圣的火焰。
But the Lord is the flame.
所以神让他看见这个异象。
So Moses saw this vision.
说明了一个侍奉主的人。
And illustrates a minister.
他实际的状态就是这样的一个情况。
The actual minister is like this.
那么主在那里对他说了一句很重要的。
The Lord spoke to him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主说。
The Lord said.
我必与你同在。
I'll be with you.
啊。这就是我打发你去的一个证据。
This is the evidence. It is I who sent you.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这意思告诉我们说呢
？Tell us this.
神打发摩西去。
God sent Moses.
神也去了。
And God went with him.
所有侍奉都是这样。
Every ministry is like this.
我们的侍奉，我们不能想象这个神是老板呢。
We cannot imagine our God is the boss.
我们是伙计，对不对
？We're just the workers.
哎，这个老板下面的你去做那个事情。
And God sends you, and you do this.
然后那个老板就看你做的好不好。
And the boss check how good you are. That's not
right. 神如果打发你去
，If God sent you,
他是跟着你一起去的。
He went with you.
弟兄姊妹，这个是。多么宝贵的一件事！
所以
在侍奉上，神的同在
See, the presence of the Lord
是我们的力量，
This is our
是我们的把握，
This is our assurance.
是我们的勇气。
This is our courage.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
所以，如果今天主要叫你去，你尽管去。
If God sends you today, you go.
啊，这是多么 重要的一个属灵的经历。
You see what an important experience that.
神从来没有叫他的仆人空手去的。
God never sent his servants empty-handed.
也永远没有说你去做，我来看，都不是。
Never said, you go there, do this, I just watch.
乃是，所以神的工作是神和人一同完成的。
The work of God is God with man do together.
哎，结果我们看见神也把这个荣耀推给人呢。
God will never give the glory to man.
说到今天，我们常常讲那个红海是摩西开的，对吧
？We always say it is Moses who opened the
sea. 其实不是他开，是神开的。
It wasn't Moses split the sea. It was God.
摩西得着荣耀了。
But Moses received the
glory. 天上降玛拿。
When manna was casting down.
是神降下来的。
It's God who did it.
哎，这个好像是摩西的功劳。
But looks like it is what worked of Moses.
那个磐石，摩西拿个棍拐杖一敲，水出来了。
When Moses struck the stalk and the water come out.
其实是神做的。
It was God who did it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，就侍奉神。
To serve God.
是多么宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious thing.
神都隐藏在背后。
God was hidden behind it.
他把这个荣耀呢，给我们。
He gave the glory to us.
所以神训练摩西。
So God trained Moses.
这四十年
，through those 40 years，
把一个有才干的，在埃及受过一切学问的摩西，弄成了变成个无能的人。
God turned this capable man of Moses, turned him to be a useless person.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
如果你觉得你自己很无能
，If you think you are useless，
哎，神说好，可以用了。
It's about time God say it's about time to use.
但是很多时候我们讲自己无能呢，这个是假的。
Many times we humble ourselves.
我们觉得自己有能呢，嘴巴是谦虚了。
We,
哎呀，我不行了，我不行了。
其
实心里面想是我行的。
But in the heart is now I'm very capable.
你如果觉得你真的觉得不行了。神说好，那就可以用。
Until one day you truly realize you are useless, and then God will use you.
哎呀，原来那软弱的基督徒神反而好用哎。
Well, it's easier for God to use the weak.
那个刚强的神还不大能用。
Strong one is not easy.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这跟我们的想法不一样，对不对
？It's contrary to our.
所以你知道侍奉是每个人都可以服侍主的。
So everyone can be a minister.
啊，你说我很软弱，哎，神说好，
I'm weak.
那你可以用。
Yeah. God say that's right.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。这是多么宝贵、多么宝贵的一件事情。
How precious that is！
我想我还是讲一点实际的经历啊，弟兄姊妹。
Speaking about actual experience，
我们中间呢有些弟兄姊妹可能听过我讲过这个经历啊。
Some of brothers and sisters heard about my experience。
不要紧，因为什么？你看摩西的经历、保罗经历，我们的一讲再讲，对不对
？So we have been speaking a lot about Moses and Paul。
这是我实际的经历
，This is my personal experience。
所以我愿意拿出来。给一些弟兄姊妹们做激励。
I just want to share and encourage you.
我1969年出来服侍主。
1969 become a minister.
我那时候26岁。
I was 26 years old.
但没什么经验。
I don't have any experience.
就是凭完全凭着一股热忱把自己奉献给主。
Only by zealous that I offer myself.
也没有什么人给我们训练。
Nobody trained me.
那么我那个时候也不会讲道。
I do not know how to preach.
那看前面弟兄怎么讲，我们再跟着后面就这么讲吧。
I learned from the brothers who preached. I just follow.
呀，感谢主啊
！Praise the Lord.
有一天忽然我接到一个邀请。
One day I received an invitation.
啊，是一个离我们住的那个城呢，大概有一个钟头火车路程的这么一个地方。
A place from a place 1 hour train.
他们打电话来说：“孙弟兄啊
，They call me about the 孙。
那个几月几号能不能请你到我们这里来讲道啊
？Can you come to our church preach on certain day？”
哎呦，我一拿打接这个电话，受宠若惊呢。
After receive call, I was flattered.
我说怎么会找到我了呢？对不对
？How come you？
我们中间好多弟兄们都是大有恩赐的。
There are many brothers.
怎么找到我呢
？Why？
他说就是你。
They say yes, it is you.
哇，我一方面感觉自己不配，但是。也跃跃欲试，对不对
？One way I felt like I'm unworthy. Another way,
有这么个机会，人家请我讲道了，你看看。
What an opportunity of a young man to start preaching in a different church.
那还有好几个月。
Well, then there's a few months away from.
所以我就开始准备。
The preaching started to prepare.
啊，在家里祷告。
I pray.
求主给个题目。
Give me a subject.
你知道讲道需要题目的。
You know when you preach,
有题目就比较容易。
It's easier to have a subject.
有题目了，找几节圣经。
Once you have subject,
相关的圣经。
You find some relative verses, put them together.
开头怎么讲？
How do you begin?
中间怎么讲？
In the middle.
怎么结尾？
How to finish?
然后呢，再找几个感动人的故事。
Give some touching stories.
把它放在里面。
Put them together.
这么样弄了一 一篇完整的一篇。
See, now the meal is ready.
哎，我自己也觉得还不错。
I say this is great. I thought it's really good.
虽然我就每天想一遍。
Every day.
他忘记了，你知道吧？每天想一遍。
Every day, repeat it.
啊，有空就想一想。
When I'm free, I just think about it.
哎，怕忘记了前面一段要讲什么，
okay.
中间讲什么，这搞了几个月啊。
For the past few months,
这篇信息我可是弄得熟的不得了的熟了，对不对啊
？I'm so familiar with this message.
哎，终于那天日子到了。
And that day,
带着圣经上火车。
I bring my Bible, went on the train.
找到一个位置就赶快坐在那里。
I found a place, I sit down.
眼睛闭着祷告。
Close my eyes and start to pray.
也不敢东看西看。
I wouldn't dare to look around.
哎，保守主的同在。
Oh, keep the Lord's presence.
祷告主啊，你与我同去。
Lord, please be with me.
啊。就把这个道从头到尾再想一遍。
I started to recall the sermon from beginning to end.
结果那个火车啊，走了半途，大概半个钟头。
In the middle of the journey, about half an hour.
忽然里面有句话出来了。
There is a words come in.
非常清楚的话。
Very clear.
到今天我都还记得。
I still remember.
我知道主在里面说话。
And God spoke in.
主说今天你去。
Today you go.
你不要讲这个。
Not speak that sermon.
你要讲这个。
If you gonna speak a different sermon.
我开头想，我大概胡思乱想。
I was hallucinating.
但这个声音又来了，你不要你讲这个，你要讲这个。
Again, the words coming in. Don't start this sermon. The other one.
我整个人清醒过来了。
I was awakened.
我说主啊。
Lord.
你不要我讲这个。
You do not want me to preach
要讲这个。
The other one?
这个圣经节在哪里我都不知道。
I couldn't find the verse that in the Bible.
我说你要怜悯我。
Have mercy, Lord.
我是个年轻的侍奉主的人，没有经验的。你这个忽然给我换题目，我这受不了啊！我一直跟主在那争执啊。
So I was arguing with the Lord.
我说主不行，一定讲这个。
No, Lord.
这个我准备了几个月了，对不对？我已经很熟的了。
So familiar with.
这个我根本都不知道这怎么讲呢？就那么一点点时间，我没时间准备。
I have no time to prepare now.
但主还是说。
The Lord said.
你。不能讲这个，要讲这个。
Do not preach that one, preach this one.
争执了几分钟。
Been arguing for a few minutes. 忽然之间
鸦雀无声。
Suddenly, it was so quiet.
我知道主在里面不说话了。
Now I know that the Lord stopped talking.
啊，呀，主就看我的态度。
He's waiting for my response.
你愿不愿意顺服
？Do you want to be a?
哎呀，我真是难过的不得了。
You know, my heart was broken.
我坐立不安呐。
I couldn't. I don't know what to do.
求主怜悯我。
Have mercy on me, Lord.
啊，主就说好。
Okay, Lord said.
那么今天你要讲道，对不对
？You want to preach today, right?
那么你去，我就不去了。
If you go, I will not go.
我说你不去了。
I said if you don't go.
我去啊，那我去干什么呢
？For what?
当然你要跟我一起去啊。
Of course you have to go with me.
我们一起去啊。
We go together.
主说你如果要讲这个，我就不去了。
If you preach that sermon, I will not go with you.
主是强迫我要顺服啊。
He forced me to be obedient.
因为弟兄姊妹，很多年之后回头，我满心感谢我的主。
Many years I've been thankful.
因为那个时候没有人训练我。
Nobody trained me.
就主亲自训练我。
It is the Lord who trained me himself.
后来我只好对主说：“主啊，好，你要我讲这个，我不会讲。
”Lord, okay, if you want me to preach this, it's fine. I don't know how to do it.
我死就死吧。
If I die, so be it.
我说我讲不出来啊。
If I cannot speak,
可不是丢我的脸。
It's not me who get the shame.
你要蒙羞了。
You gotta be ashamed.
我都不会讲啊。
I do not know how to preach.
这下面的半个钟头啊，你知道我整个人。整个坐立不安呐、啊，你翻腾的不得了，难过的不得了、啊。
You see, for the next half around the train, I was, my heart was upside down.
我一直希望主怜悯我，他收回他的命令。
I wish the Lord have mercy.
主也没讲话。
Retrieve his command.
哦，火车到站。
When I arrived the train,
我下火车。
I came out.
有好几个弟兄来接我。
Some brothers came to get.
哎呀，他们好高兴呐、啊。
They were so joyful.
哎呀，孙弟兄来了，
好了，我走。Here, they shake my hands.
我那握手我都没感觉了
，I couldn't feel some their hands at all。
他们握着我的手啊，我是麻木的，整个。
My hand was paralyzed。
然后他们前后用把我弄上汽车。
And they drive me down。
然后就开到会所去了。
All the way to the church。
到了会所里面了。
When I get to the assembly。
他们已经开始唱诗歌了。
Brothers start to sing。
哎呦。 我就坐在前面了。
Well, I was troubled and sick.
哎呀，难过啊！
I was
我说主啊，
so sorrowful.
怜悯我吧。
Lord, have mercy.
还是让我讲这个吧。
Let me.
但是你怎么 control 也不行。
I plead, but this doesn't work.
啊，到底有诗歌唱完了，祷告完了。
After prayer.
啊，弟兄们就宣布说，哎呀，我们感谢主，今天有从台北来的孙弟兄来讲道。
Now at the end, and the brother saying that now is time for the brother son from Taipei to preach.
先请他上来。
And we let him come.
我坐在那里啊。
I was sitting there.
怎么办呢？我硬着头皮上去。
I was wondering what I'm gonna do. So he went anyway.
我说主。
Lord.
是你这样吩咐我的。
It is your command.
我就上去了。
And then I go.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是我一生不能忘记的一个时候。
This event is the thing that.
当我在讲台一站上讲台的时候。
When I stand on the pulpit.
何等奇妙啊！
What a miraculous thing.
主的话就出来了。
The words of God is coming out.
并且那个话出来了。
With the words of God.
真像约翰福音第七章所讲的。
Just like the Gospel of John chapter 7.
从腹中流出活水的江河。
It's like from the belly of me that flows living water. I just keep going on.
哎，我一面讲自己，你们也稀奇。
And as I preach, I'm wondering about that.
哎呦，这个话从哪里来的？
Where did this word come from?
我自己也稀奇，这个话从哪里来的？
I couldn't even know where this word
came from. 那个聚会场里面鸦雀无声的，全安静的不得了。
The whole church was silent.
大家被震住了。
Everybody was shocked.
哇，我的从头到尾一气呵成讲了一遍道。
And the whole thing just come out.
Yeah. 讲完了。
After the sermon.
我就下来了。
I came down.
哇，我里面充满了欢喜快乐。
Oh, was filled with joy.
这个灵里面涌出喜乐。
And my spirit was filled with joy.
满心感谢赞美我的主。
And I praise the Lord.
啊，所以后来我知道。
And later, I understand.
这是主给我训练。
It is training from the Lord.
什么是讲道啊
？What is preaching?
是神有话要说。
It is God want to speak.
不是你有话要说。
It is not you.
你要做神的话语。的出口嘛，
you want to be the instrument of the mouth.
你必须学会在里面听主的声音。
You need to learn to listen.
讲他要你讲的讲的话。
Listen to God to speak what He wants you to say.
感谢主，这是主在我年轻的时候的侍奉上给我的一个训练。
This is my personal training.
就像摩西一样的。
Just like Moses.
你尽管去。
Just go.
我与你同在。
I'll be with you.
这就是。我给你一个证据。
This is the evidence that I sent.
所以从那天开始起
，From that day on，
我里面整个情况转变。
In me, everything was changed.
感谢主啊
！Praise the Lord.
这几十年过来啊
，For those past，
也只有那一次啊。
Only that one time.
如果多几次，我都活不了了。老改我题目的话呢，人家又改，现在又改，那真
的 keep on changing subjects.
不不。我们的神何等的爱我们
，Our Lord is so loving.
他满了怜恤
，Full of patience.
他深知我们的软弱
，He knows our weakness.
深知我们的无有
，He knows that we.
因为他要把我们制作成为一个他可以用的器皿
，He want to make us to be an instrument to use to be used for Him.
今天在侍奉上
，So in the ministry.
最大的问题是器皿的问题
，The biggest problem is the instrument.
不是神不做工
，It's not God does not work.
神找不到合用的器皿
，He cannot find a useful.
这是今天在地上教会一个非常重大、严重的一个问题。
That's the biggest problem of church on earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你我都是侍奉主的人
，We are all ministers.
我们要学会
，We need to learn，
听主的命令
，to be obedient，
让我们弃绝我们的自己
，so that we desert our own。
你看主耶稣出来侍奉的时候
，when our Lord come out，
三十岁
，30 years，
先到约旦河受施洗约翰的洗
，he was baptized in the Jordan River，
他是无罪的
，he was sinless，
他为什么要受洗呢
？How can he be baptized？
他那个受洗不是除罪。
The baptism of Jesus is not.
他那个受洗是把他的己埋葬。
That baptism is to bury himself.
因为我们主在地上讲，我从来不自己讲话。
And our Lord said,
父怎样说，我就怎样说。
It is what the Father.
我从来不做自己的事情。
I do not do my own work.
父做什么，我就做什么。
Whatever the Father do, I do.
所以他给我们做了一个侍奉人的最标准的榜样。
He is the exact.Picture of how a minister to serve.
所以神要摩西也是这样。
That's how God used Moses.
神后来要 保罗也是这样。
Same as Paul.
保罗是一个最懂得十字架的人。
Paul is the person who
最懂得弃绝自己的人。
He knows himself.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
so,
今天在侍奉上，我们有我们当有的学习。
So we need to learn during ministry.
今天神在地上仍旧在做恢复的工作。
God is still working the work of recovery.
他在遍地寻找可用的器皿。
He is finding everywhere a suitable instrument.
神愿我们能像以赛亚那样说。
I wish we say as Isaiah.Lord, I'm here.
愿你能差遣我。
May you send me.
今天教会的需要是多么的大，对不对？
See the vast need in the
church. 神需要更多的器皿。
God needs more instruments.
我就说，今天如果不成为器皿，
If today you do not be an instrument,
神要用一千年把你制造成为个器皿。
God will use a thousand years to train you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们仰望主自己丰盛的恩典 和怜悯。
We look upon his mercy and grace.
摩西在西乃山上还有很多事，我们没时间讲了。
Moses has done many things in the mountain Sinai.
他在那里认识了一件事情。
He recognized one thing.
所以耶和华的名是摩西第一个认识的。
He is the first person who knows the name of Jehovah.
摩西问神说：“你打发我去，人家问你神的名是什么呢？”
Moses asked God if people want to ask me who sent me. What's your name?
神就说 I am that I am.
The Lord said, I am what I am.
这就 Jehovah.
I'm Jehovah.
哦，所以耶和华的名出现。
So that's the name of Jehovah.
他不仅认识耶和华的名。
He do not only know the name.
他也知道在侍奉上是有主人的。
He know he is a slave.
我每个弟兄姊妹都要知道。
We know what
在侍奉上你不是主人呐、啊。
You are not a master.
嗯，主耶稣是主人呐、啊。
Our Lord is a master.
你要听主人的。
You need to be obedient.
你是仆人。
You are a slave.
所以今天在教会里。
So in the church,
我们都是仆人。
We are all slaves.
哦，有的人在教会里觉得他有最有资格，最能讲话，他当主人的命令这个命令呢，不可以。
Somebody in the church, they think they're the master and they say whatever they want to say.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
感谢神。摩西这样的情况
Moses,
后来他忠心的能够把会幕建造起来。
He built the tabernacle faithfully.
因为圣经中就称赞他。
So the Bible praised him.
说摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠。
So he was so faithful among the household.
今天神要找这忠心的仆人。
God is looking for a faithful servant.
是不违背神的心意的。
Do not contradict.
完全按照神的标准行事。
According to the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
侍奉不是你我所想象的那种。
Service is not like what we imagine.
也不是那么简单。
It's not that simple.
啊，今天我们巴望主借着摩西的故事
，I wish that through the story of Moses,
重新光照我们
，enlighten our hearts.
主怎样在古代借着摩西恢复了这个侍奉的意义。
See, in the ancient time, how God used Moses to do the work of recovery, all the principles.
今天在神恢复的道路上
，in the work of recovery today,
我们也只能按这个原则跟随主。
We still follow the same principle.
弟兄姊妹，只有这样的侍奉
，That's how we serve.
在主面前，将来是得奖赏的
，and you will receive a reward.
是被主称许的
，and God is pleased with it.
仰望主的怜悯。
And look upon his mercy.
请低头再听祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Oh Lord, we praise you.
直到今天，你没有丢弃我们。
Until today, you're still with us.
我们的对你的亏欠是何等的深。
Oh, so much of have hurt you.
我们在地上的侍奉。
Our ministry on earth
只有给你带来很多的难处
only bring troubles to you.
我们并不能做什么
we cannot do much.
但是你爱我们
but you love us.
你的选召没有后悔
your calling is without regret.
所以你仍旧要做工在我们身上
you're going to work in us.
主我们亏欠你
Lord, we would like.
但是你却仍旧握住我们
but you still hold us.
主啊唯愿我们听见你的话
we wish that we can hear your words.
我们能比过去更多一点顺服你
We can be more obedient than before.
让我们在侍奉上能够有长进
so that we can improve when we
更多脱离我们这个败坏的自己
so we can stay away from this corrupt self.
好叫我们在你的手中
so that in your hands
可用的器皿
can be a useful instrument.
主啊今天你在地上恢复的工作
Lord, on earth you do your work of recovery.
遇见最大的阻力
The most difficult work.
就是我们
It is us.
主啊，唯愿我们 能够醒悟
May we awaken.
能够起来跟随
We can raise and follow you.
主你把摩西的榜样摆在我们面前
You sent Moses as example.
我们谢谢你
We thank you.
借着他把侍奉的原则讲得何等的清楚
Through him he explained so clearly the principle of ministry.
我愿这个成为我们里面的激励
With this becoming encouragement
让我们在不多的日子的里面
In this short time.
我们能把你所托付的能服侍的好
we can being faithful in
能叫你的心能够满足
and please you.
主啊求你成全这个心愿
please complete the
借着你的灵继续做工在我们身上
through your spirit working us
垂听我们的祷告
hear our prayer
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名
by the name of Jesus Christ
Amen